When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
TalkSport Daily.
Hello, happy Monday. I'm Will Gavin and welcome to the first TalkSport Daily podcast of the week, where we begin with the reaction to the massive clash in the Premier League, which saw a stalemate between Pep's Man City and Mikel Arteta's Arsenal. Here's the reaction from TalkSport.
Manchester City 0, Arsenal 0, the scoreline. Underwhelming, it has to be said, from both these title chasers. Between them, I think they only had three shots on target over the course of the 90 minutes. Nathan Ake probably should have scored in the first half. Arsenal's best opportunity came late in the second half. Leandro Trossard off the bench for the injured Bukayo Saka. He ran down the left-hand side, probably should have squared it for Martinelli at the far post, went for the glory and couldn't beat Stefan Ortega. Fascinatingly poised the title race, but let's be honest, that was dull as dishwater. It finished. Manchester City 0, Arsenal 0.
I'm satisfied, I said to the team, so don't be sad, guys, because I know my players and how they behave and how they try it, but I give credit, of course, Arsenal for the way, the many good things they do. Jurgen and Mikel with the teams are exceptional. And the people from behind, Aston Villa or Tottenham or other teams are there, are really good too. So, but still we are there. So we want to win, yeah. We play to win, yeah. We create more chances, no. They create a lot, no. So it was a tight game, yes. It was a battle, yes. This is my feeling. Still, I recognize. Still, how the way they're training after the international break and everything. So, what can I say? It's my opinion. I'm not granted. When I play bad, I said we are not good. When I play bad, I'm trying to be honest. But I recognize my team. We can create more. Yeah, but it's difficult.
We are pleased with a lot of things that we've done in the game, especially the way we have competed. A lot of stuff that we've done without the ball, higher of the pitch when we had to dig deeper and they suffocate you and you have to stay really disciplined and defend your box like we've done to keep a clean sheet. And then in the other side, yeah, we had some big situations that we could have scored, and that's a disappointment. And as well to show a bit more composure, especially in the first phase of the build-up, to play a little bit more because the opportunities were there, and impose yourself more in the game. I credit to them as well because it's difficult to do it.
TalkSport Daily.
And here's the former Gunner, Perry Groves.
It's fair to say, Aid, it's not been Erling Haaland's greatest performance in a Manchester City jersey.
It hasn't. He hasn't kicked a ball straight, can't head a ball straight either. Perry Groves, would you take the draw now?
No, there's a chance. We're going to have a chance. And by the way, I know you said about Erling Haaland. Can we not give William Saliba a little bit of a pat on the back? Because he's marshalled him perfectly.
Well, he hasn't. Saliba. He had a clear chance to score the winner about 5 minutes ago. And he hasn't kicked the ball properly.
So you don't think that Arsenal's two centre-halves have played
right.
Well today?
Here's what I think. I don't think Man City are what they were last season. We said that before the game. Arsenal, I thought, had a big chance to come here, make a big, bold statement in big neon letters saying, yeah, we are the best team. And we're showing you, even on your own patch, that we're the best team. And yeah, a draw on the face of it might look like a good result, but the performance has been, I think, quite shocking from Arsenal.
It's not been shocking, eh?
No, it has, because they've shown no creative attacking intent whatsoever, and that's not Arsenal.
It's been disappointing. It's not been shocking.
I've been shocked by it.
Because defensively, at the moment, they've been very, very solid.
I don't mean shocking as in bad. I mean as in it shocked me. I thought they were going to come here. And I thought that they were going to show everybody
themselves.
We're the best in the country. My takeaway from this, and even this is even if there is a late winner for either side, my takeaway from this game is neither of these look like champions on the basis of what we've seen today, Perry.
You've just flip-flopped like Crookie on the stake of 90 minutes. If Arsenal get a point out of this, it could be at the end of the season, you look back, you think, that was the point that won you the title.
Stones, Walker are out. Ake goes off first half. That is Arteta's cue to really take the game to Manchester City and show them who's boss, and he hasn't done it.
TalkSport Daily.
On to the final word with Majestic and the former Premier League striker, Troy Deeney.
You know what he said to me? He said they're more worried about Man City. And we spoke about this. I think they're more worried about Man City than they are Liverpool. I think they're going, if we could just stay ahead of City, they think Liverpool are going to drop points somewhere. So that's what he said to me. Just get a job here. Do the job. Get on. They'll be in that change room now feeling like that was a win. That was what... Job done. Get home. And now they're staying in front.
Have Liverpool been the best team to watch this season?
Ooh. I can't believe I'm going to say this. No. No, Aston Villa and Spurs.
Oh, interesting.
Because I've never seen one of those games. I'm trying to think of it. Nah, they both go for it. High line, get after you, leave themselves vulnerable at the back. Normally in quite high scoring games.
So Kloppy's Liverpool are now top of the league. Here's the reaction from their win over De Zerbi's Brighton at Anfield.
They went 1-0 down after 2 minutes. Danny Welbeck with a quite sublime finish from just inside the area, a snapshot that flew into the top corner. From then on, Brighton barely had a chance until the latter stages of the second half, but Liverpool were incredibly wasteful. Salah missed a couple of chances, so did McAllister before they eventually levelled on 27 minutes. Diaz stabbing home after Salah's header back into the area, flicked off Joel Veltman. Diaz was offside, but because Veltman had a play at the ball, he was not deemed offside because it was the second phase of play. It always looked like there'd be only one winner, and eventually with 65 minutes on the clock, Liverpool made it 2-1. Salah finally getting his goal. He could have had 5 or 6 today. It's Liverpool 2, Brighton 1 at full time.
From my point of view, it was the best performance we had against Roberto's Brighton. More possession, better possession. Heart rate will be at 180, 200, whatever, from time to time, if you watch it or if you play it. But if we all together enjoy this, we have a chance. If we don't, we still have a chance. It's just really much more difficult. And that's why we try to stay positive in all these moments. It's a great situation where the boys brought us in. We are there. I don't even know exactly points tally, but another 3. So we are there up with... 2 other teams fighting for the biggest prize in English football, and we will see how it will end up. But I decided I will really try hard to enjoy it.
TalkSport Daily.
Xabi Alonso has come out and actually said that he is staying at Bayer Leverkusen.
The reason I said Gary O'Neill is because I think Liverpool are going to be with a really young squad next year. I think there's the way, if the rumours are to be believed, 3 or 4 of the big players could move on and you could be left with a real young squad. And I think it could be a team that just needs that younger coach who's used to working with younger players with not too much expectation to go and win the league. If, like you said, if someone like De Zerbi come in, we'd expect Liverpool to still be in the top 4.
I think you should sort of stick to something else because you talk a lot of twaddle.
Hang on, man. Calm down, Clubby.
Rubbish. Now you're coming up with coaches that are coaching with due respect, corner shop club.
Corner shop.
Liverpool is an institution, not a corner shop. Troy, you're talking a lot of twaddle, right?
What about Gary O'Neill? 1 second, club. Let's get some context. What about Gary O'Neill?
Absolute rubbish.
TalkSport Daily.
Right, on to the boxing, and here's how the British heavyweight title fight at the O2 Arena between Fabio Wardley and Fraser Clark was decided live on TalkSport.
All around the arena, people are standing up and cheering. It almost seems invidious for there to be a winner here. That was simply breathtaking. The referee tries to draw the two men together. Fraser Clark sinks onto the ropes. He doesn't have the strength to stay upright. Fabio Wardley is being hoisted aloft in the other corner by Dillian White.
And finally, Judge Mark Bates sees it. 113 to 113. This bout has been ruled a draw. Fabio Wardley retains his championships tonight.
TalkSport Daily.
and his big Tony Cascarino on Weekend Sports Breakfast defending Calvin Phillips after his gesture towards the West Ham fans.
Well, I've been there myself when you've been through a frustrating time and you're upset and fans have a go at you and you want to bite your lip, but one day you don't. You know, he's gone through a lot. Now, of course, I'm not going to condone what he did because it's obviously a moment of madness. Yeah. It's not premeditated. He's not thought, well, if anyone has a go at me, I'm going to just go and, you know,
yeah,
let them know how I feel and with a not a particularly nice gesture. But I'm also, you know, fans have to recognise sometimes if you're going to shout stuff or, you know, give people stick as they get onto a coach and then you're going to expect nothing back. Well, unfortunately, human nature, you're going to get it back at times. That's just a reaction from someone who's upset by what you're saying as well. So there's two wrongs in there, if you like.
On to the Sunday edition with Henry Winter, the chief football writer for The Times, entertaining the idea of Thomas Frank managing Manchester United.
Dan Ashworth is going to be key in all this when he eventually comes in. I mean, his garden must be looking like Kew Gardens at the moment. It must be looking absolutely magnificent with the time that he's got. So look, when Dan Ashworth comes in, he's obviously got that connection with Gareth Southgate. Personally, I don't think Gareth Southgate is elite club level, not simply because of Middlesbrough. I just think that it's a completely different rhythm to England, where you're dealing with a lot of younger players and there's a lot of politics. But, you know, Southgate has been linked. Other managers will be linked. Thomas Frank as well. I think Thomas Frank could manage most places, whether he's elite top Champions League level. But then Manchester United aren't that.
TalkSport Daily.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
This episode of the TalkSport Daily is brought to you by Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Planning to hire or share a car or van? Enterprise is there every step of the way. Whenever and wherever you need a vehicle and whatever it's for, Enterprise can help. With over 450 locations across the UK, they're just around the corner. Whether you need a weekend rental, a holiday hire, a replacement car, or you're planning a business trip, home or away, Enterprise are there to help. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Arsenal needed extra time to retain the Women's League Cup with a 1-0 win over Chelsea. Stina Blackstenius got the crucial goal at Molineux. There were altercations between both managers at the end of the game. And after the match, Gunners head coach Jonas Eidevall spoke with TalkSport 2.
Jonas Eidevall is ready to celebrate his second League Cup triumph. The final whistle blows. It's League Cup victory for Arsenal again. The Arsenal subs spill onto the field of play. Jonas Eidevall hugs his coaching staff and the most successful club in the history of the women's game in England have won the League Cup for a seventh time. It's Arsenal's day in the West Midlands.
Conti Cup champions for a record extending seventh time. You're overriding emotion right now.
Very proud of the team and the staff crew. I think it's an excellent performance from us. It's obviously a very, very hard-fought game with small details in the end, but we do everything we can to be on the right side of those margins, and we get the reward.
And important to discuss Frieda Marnham. How is she? What's the update on her?
That is very important. Of course, you get afraid when you see pictures like that. Immediately after I asked about it, she should be fine. There should not be be anything wrong. But I haven't seen her yet.
Let's now hear from Chelsea boss Emma Hayes, who got involved with some pushing and shoving on the touchline after her side lost the Continental Cup against Arsenal 1-0 earlier today.
Listen, I think there's a way to conduct yourself on the touchline. I really do. And I think that it's absolutely essential we role model in the right way. But I'm not down for male aggression on the touchline. I'm not. And fronting up with players, for me, that's unacceptable. And yeah, I was disappointed. And I told Jonas that. I don't think it's okay to behave like that. He got a yellow card, and in fact, he probably should have been sent off. I'm all for competing to win. I've never been booked in 12 years, you know, my time here. I totally accept he's a winner and he wants to win, but his behaviour on the touchline wasn't acceptable.
Well, that's it. Thanks for listening on the TalkSport app or wherever you get your podcast. Don't forget to hit the like button. There'll be another one of these TalkSport daily podcasts out first thing tomorrow morning when Andy Goldstein returns.
This has been TalkSport Daily.
The TalkSport Daily podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.